Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where it is truly a pleasure to have you joining with me, where we get an opportunity to find out what we can do to maybe take some steps that can help lead to better health for all of us. I'm going to be taking a look at some information from Climate Progress, Think Progress, and we're going to take a look at, well, actually, one of the questions that I'm going to be asking a little bit later on is how strong our love for our country is. One of the things that I think we can take a look at, you know, how we love our country. One way we can look at it, and again, this is just one way, and that is to really evaluate whether we truly value our climate. Do we truly, truly, truly value our climate? What about our water? We know we need it. Do we value our water enough that we're willing to take the steps necessary to have organizations all across the country take all the steps necessary to ensure that our drinking water is safe? What do you find happens within you most of the time when you start hearing people talk about clean drinking water and taking steps to keep our water safe? Do you find that you get angry when people start talking about that? Does it upset you to hear people say we need to take steps to make our drinking water safer and cleaner? And not just safer, and not just cleaner, but safe, period. Clean, period. Because we can make it safer and cleaner by maybe 3%. That is safer. That is cleaner. But probably still not safe or clean. We're going to be talking about climate in just a minute. Let's focus on water a few more minutes, though. And I'm going to share this with you, courtesy of the Natural Resource Defense Council. Natural Resources Defense Council. It's almost ironic that we need organizations that have to defend our natural resources. And isn't it interesting that it's not just leaders of a number of corporations that put our water, air, ground, etc., at risk, but so many amongst we the people who really get troubled when people start talking about taking steps to make our environment clean and safe. Let's take a listen to what Natural Resource Defense Council is sharing with us about our drinking water. We've been hearing quite a bit about that, and believe me, it's not over. We know what was happening in Flint, Michigan, but as we've been finding out, there are people making decisions all the time, all across the country, to either make our waters polluted or to keep them that way, to make them unsafe to drink or to keep them unsafe to drink. Let's listen to this.
Before the Clean Water Act was passed in 1972, we were experiencing a water crisis in the United States. Burning water, dead fish, people getting sick. There is a desperate need for a federal law that could really help to protect water quality. Water pollution can cause a lot of negative health impacts. Drinking contaminated water can lead to gastrointestinal illness. Swimmers can experience ear infections or rashes. And rivers and lakes sometimes experience algae blooms that leave the water virtually unusable. Since the Clean Water Act was passed, many people assume that water pollution is no longer an issue. But water pollution is still a big problem. In part, that is because there are gaps in the way that the laws are enforced, and also because many of our waterways aren't adequately protected under the original law.
The principal weakness in the Clean Water Act is that it does not do a very good job of controlling industrialized agriculture. These facilities have pesticides, fertilizer, manure that can run off and cause threats to public health and the environment.
Another important source of water pollution is urban runoff, the toxic brew of chemicals and waste and other pollutants that flows through our streets every time it rains or due to urban irrigation or industrial use of water.
A lot of folks feel that the work of the Clean Water Act is done. In truth, there are over 40,000 water bodies around the country that don't meet standards for things like swimming or fishing or drinking water supply.
In addition to our existing water pollution problems, some members of Congress actually want to weaken the law, and they will, unless enough Americans stand up and say, we want clean water for ourselves, for our children, and for future generations.
What is it about us? About so many people, including some of our elected officials, in fact, quite a few of our elected officials, who are just dedicated to doing everything in their power year in and year out to make it difficult, if not impossible, for Americans, the people of the country that so many of them claim to love. They say they love the nation. Year in and year out, decade after decade, they fight tooth and nail to prevent the people of our country from having clean, safe drinking water. They work hard to prevent us from having clean air that is safe to breathe. They work hard to make it easy to pollute our grounds, our land, by putting all kinds of harmful chemicals and trash and stuff into the ground. What is it about so many people, some who are leaders and some who are not leaders, that it is so important to them to keep our land, our country polluted, that they make this one of their greatest efforts, one of their life works, to try to prevent laws from being passed that will bring about greater safety, cleaner water, air, ground? And when the laws are passed, they work with tremendous zeal to try to have those laws overturned. And barring having them outright, just overturned outright, they work very difficult to have amendments made to those laws so that the laws are weakened, so that everyone has opportunity to drink polluted waters. I know very often it's so easy to find this completely tolerable when we are just assuming that it's only going to be them. Only those people will be affected by that. But ladies and gentlemen, the water supply is limited. Drinking water supply around the world, including America, is limited. It's just a matter of time before this whole issue of having too little safe water reaches everyone. And we have to think about this. There will always, always, always be a price to pay for not caring about the plight of the poorest among us, who would be the first ones to find it impossible to pay for clean drinking water when it comes to that. I mean, to pay beyond the water bill that we're already paying, to have waterworks companies, etc., to try to make our water safe and clean. We have to start going above and beyond what it costs to have those organizations, those departments do what they do, and everyone's having to pay extra to have clean water, safe water. It's going to be bad news. And something that is so important to keep in mind: there are companies that sell beverages that are marketed as clean and safe when they're no cleaner, no safer than the very water that so many people are trying to avoid. And not only that, but there are also companies who sell various types of beverages, including carbonated beverages, sports drinks, who use water that they know is contaminated. Don't even filter it. They use contaminated water to make a number of their beverages. And some of these companies do not stop using water that they know to be contaminated, even when the government of some of these foreign countries informs these companies that their water is polluted and is not fit for consumption. So how do we know that we can always rely on having on people using integrity when it comes to the labeling of containers, bottles, etc., of water that is purified, filtered, etc.? How do we know we can always, always, always count on the people who are selling us these products to be honest with us? It's not that unusual for people to tell us that what they're selling us is safe, right? And we find out that a lot of it is not safe. I tell you, I think that we should allow ourselves to care about everyone. Truly care about everyone. And care now. I'll be right back. As you join me, we join together to develop a greater concern about our environment.